The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a crack at Fan Friday. Gary coming up on the blue front, but let's kick it off with Jay on the Reds. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve.
A little bit of a boost injury-wise for Liverpool. More than a little bit, I'd say. If Trent Alexander-Arnold can make this weekend game, maybe there's a little bit of parity, a little bit of balance restored to that Liverpool side?
Yeah, we've missed them, haven't we? I mean, it's been very evident, you know, having to play James Milner there and Jordan Henderson at times. So, you know, it's good to have Trent back. So hopefully he'll be able to play on Saturday against Bournemouth.
How do you feel the past two games have gone in terms of the Liverpool players' mindset?
Well, it's been very frustrating, hasn't it? Because, you know, last Tuesday, Liverpool were presented with a great opportunity to go 7 points clear on the Wednesday, weren't we, against Leicester. And all of a sudden, in the space of a week, we now find ourselves in second place. And it's quite remarkable, really, after drawing two games. We never even lost a game of football, yet we've been moved down to second place. So, you know, some people might say it's Liverpool attention's getting to us. We're a bit nervous, we're bottling it. But, you know, Manchester City were top of the league for such a long time, Jordan, this season. And they've lost quite a few games in a you know, short period of time themselves. So, you know, were they classified as being bottling it? You know, it's a difficult one, isn't it, to assess? I mean, yeah, it's not good that Liverpool had the chance to go seven clear and now we're second, but we've just got to take each game as it comes and make sure on Saturday that we get the 3 points and, you know, we go back top of the table and put the pressure back on City for their game on Sunday.
Jay, do you think footballers bottle it, Premier League footballers? Because, let's face it, playing for a club like Liverpool or Everton or Man City, you've got the pressure on you day in, day out, haven't you?
Yeah, but I think you've got to look at the magnitude of what's at stake here. You know, Liverpool haven't won a league title for, 29 years? It's a long time, nearly three decades, and it hurts to say that. And, you know, we want this so much. And I think they know that the fans, how important it is to the fans. And you could feel the tension around the ground against Leicester, you know, last week. And I think the performance levels as well, you've got to look at it and say, if Liverpool have been playing well and looking like, you know, I don't think we deserve to win either game, to tell you the truth. I don't think the performance level is very good, and quite a lot of players, they're just not playing at the moment. They're just not on it, you know, to what we know what they're capable of performing, the levels anyway. So I do think it does seem that it's getting to them a little bit. So we as fans, you know, we haven't helped. We didn't help at all against Leicester. The atmosphere was a little bit toxic at times and, you know, nervy, you know, the way, obviously, even with half an hour gone, Liverpool took the lead in that game and the crowd seemed to be on edge, and that can't happen again. We've got seven home games now between now and May, and we've just got to make sure with the 12th man and, you know, go there and get behind them and roll them home and try and get this title, because, you know, it's vitally important that we do. We've got to act as the 12th man.
That psychology is definitely important. I think a bigger problem, personally, that this is my own point of view, is that Jurgen Klopp knows precisely what he wants from each individual in each position. And there's only certain players that can produce to the level he wants within those positions. So when he has to change from, for example, when he uses the likes of Naby Keita, who's still finding his feet, or when he's pushing James Milner to right back, they're finding it so much harder to complete the puzzle that Jurgen knows. He understands his jigsaw inside out. When he moves his players, they can't accommodate those roles.
Well, when you change one, it's not too bad. But when you change two, it becomes a little bit of an issue for me. When you look back to the game against Leicester, he played Shaqiri and Keita, and they never normally really start games, do they? They're normally coming off the bench as impact players. So when you've got two in there, it left us a little bit open, I thought, in the middle of the park. And similar again against West Ham, where, you know, it was a blow, wasn't it, having Wijnaldum and Henderson not quite right to start in the game and not even make the bench. So again, Adam Lallana had to start the game as well as Naby Keita. So, you know, again, it's two players, isn't it, that don't normally start games for us. And I think it's very evident, and you can see it, that we struggle a little bit then, because you've effectively got like nine players who are normally playing week in, week out, and you've got two that are not really necessarily starters. So it does become a problem, and that's why I'm hoping now with Henderson and Wijnaldum back in training, and obviously Trent, as we've already spoken about, he should be available for the game. Hopefully we'll get back to normal on Saturday and back to winning ways.
I think if they can stay injury-free, they've got every chance. I think the problem for Liverpool is if they pick up a couple of injuries between now and the 13 games they've got, then it's all on the line a little bit, because Man City can accommodate any changes within their team.
Yeah, you can see, can't you, that their squad depth's a lot better than Liverpool's, and it is what it is. Liverpool have had injuries, it's been unfortunate, but they've had injuries too, haven't they? I mean, Kevin De Bruyne has missed majority of the season, but they've been able to call upon Bernardo Silva, and you know that's the problem Liverpool have got. We've had to play, you know, midfield players out of position to accommodate for Trent, and then someone like Lallana, who's not really played much football for 18 months. Naby Keita, as was said, you know, he struggled to adapt to the Premier League in general, so it's not been ideal. But what we've got to realise is, you know, we've got a game in hand, and I know the game in hand's Manchester United, but, you know, it's vitally important we just take one game at a time, try and get the 3 points on Saturday, and then we move on, and it puts the pressure on City. And yeah, if they win on Sunday, they go back top of the table on goal difference, but I keep saying we've got a game in hand, and it might be Manchester United, but, you know, we've still got a game in hand, so not all's lost, is it, Steve?
Where are your confidence levels now, then?
You know what, I was daring to dream a couple of weeks ago. I did think, you know, this is going to happen. I could feel it in my bones that it was going to happen. But now I'm sort of like 50-50, because we haven't really got much of a swing now, have we? We've got a game in hand. The game in hand's obviously a very difficult one, going to United, who've hit a little bit of form. They've got the confidence back now. You know, they're playing with a bit of freedom under Solskjaer after being stifled under Mourinho. But like I say, you've got to back your team. And this Liverpool team, let's not forget, we're a fantastic team. And we've got goals. We can score goals for fun when we click. And it hasn't really quite happened at times this season, but there's 13 cup finals left, and we've got to still believe we can do it.
Quick score, Jay, for Saturday.
Yeah, I'm confident going into this game. Bournemouth are the type of team I let you play, so I'll go for a 3-0 Liverpool win.
Good man. That's Jay on Fan Friday. Thank you, Jay. Let's get to Gary, who can cover off the Blues. And there's a bit of bad blood going on between Watford and Everton ahead of this one. Who'd have thought anything else, eh, Gary?
Yeah, I suppose we weren't expecting anything else, maybe, Steve. Watford are obviously keeping this bandwagon rolling, aren't they, with this bitterness. You know, you've got Troy Deeney coming out now as well. So we've just got to forget it. If anything, it's an incentive. It should be an incentive for our players to go there and shut them up.
You see, I was making the point earlier on, I don't want to be ultra-negative, but Everton needed to make some steps in the right direction. But the performance against City, OK, Everton players showed desire and passion, but those are the basics that you expect from Premier League footballers anyway, aren't they, Gary? And actually, you need much more than even that performance against Man City.
Well, yeah, in the long term, we do. I mean, it was an improvement, but having said that, it couldn't have got any worse, in all honesty. I'm just glad the improvement was there. For the reasons, obviously, that, you know, we don't want anyone from the red side saying that we didn't sign. We did kick in the game, and we were in the game until the last kick of the game. But from our point of view, there's still a lot of rebuilding work, and I'm glad that Mascheri's come out this week and actually put it to bed and said Silva's staying, because it stops a lot of uncertainty in the fan base. You know, Evertonians generally they're not happy. Why would they be happy? But you know what? You can't just keep sacking managers every season or every you know, 18 months. You've got to give this guy a chance. He's had one window. Now, you've got to give him next season as well, and let's see what happens from there. The biggest bone of contention is the defender at the moment, and the zonal market. But that simply, for me, is down to player application. There was one photograph I noticed yesterday in the press, and it's of Laporte, literally like a millisecond after the ball's left his head and going towards the net. And both Zouma and Keane are both flat-footed. Neither of them are off the ground. And the guy's got a free headache. Now, that's just not good enough.
But the manager organises these players, though, doesn't he?
He does. You know, it always comes back to the manager. But I'm sure he goes through however many processes during the week on zone or marking. But if you've got two centre-halves who are flat-footed when a cross is just coming to your penalty box, then what can the manager do about that? I mean, you look at our under-23s, 4 points clear on the Reserve League, Premier League 2, conceded 8 goals all season, under-18s, clear on their league, their top defensive record in that league as well. Now, obviously, all the academy teams, I'm assuming, are taught to play the same way. So maybe he needs to have a word with David Unsworth and see which way he's doing it. I don't know. But you know what? I haven't seen this photograph and I haven't watched it week in, week out. It's down to player application. And if these players are not taking it on board, what can he do from the sidelines?
Right, it would be quite a statement if they beat Watford, wouldn't it?
It would be a statement. It's not, we're going to go to Man City and win, so it's not as big a statement as that. It's Watford at the end of the day. We should be expecting to go to Watford and win.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Rock, Sport and Talk. Radio City Talk.